WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Wendy Gillette in New York. More storms are coming to parts of California after New Year's Eve rain caused intense flooding that left at least two dead. CBS's Nichelle Medina reports.
In San Francisco, the powerful atmospheric river storm on New Year's Eve flooded streets and caused muddy landslides. The storm also brought more than 8 feet of snow to the Sierra Nevadas, which shut down roads and even closed many ski resorts. As the system heads east through the Rockies, avalanche warnings are in effect.
National Weather Service meteorologist William Churchill has more on the forecast.
Probably a band that sees a lot of snow. We're talking a foot plus easily in a localized region from portions of Nebraska and South Dakota into southern Minneapolis.
Police are investigating if a machete attack against NYPD officers is terrorism. WBZ-TV's Louisa Moeller.
19-year-old Trevor Bickford was formally charged with two counts of attempted murder. Sources tell CBS News he left his home in Maine, traveled to New York, and spent the night in a homeless shelter in downtown Manhattan before the alleged attack. A notebook found in Bickford's backpack contained writings that talked about travel overseas and a desire to fight with Islamic extremists.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy is vying for the House Speaker role when Republicans take control tomorrow, CBS's Nicole D'Antonio.
He held a conference call with House Republicans Sunday, agreeing to changes in order to win enough support for the speakership. Those demands included the ability of any five members of the majority party to initiate a vote to remove the speaker. He would also establish select committees to investigate President Biden's COVID and border policies.
Dozens of Russian troops were killed in a Ukrainian missile strike over the weekend. CBS reporter Maria Lushina is in Latvia.
Ukraine took responsibility for a strike after dozens of Russian soldiers died in a place called Makiivka in the Donetsk region. Earlier on Monday, Russian Defense Ministry said the missile struck a building that housed a lot of Russian soldiers, and at least 63 troops have died.
About 65,000 people attended the first of 3 days of public viewing for Pope Emeritus Benedict. Correspondent Vicky Barker.
Some of the faithful held up their phones as they filed past the mortal remains of this, the first pope to resign in six centuries. Pope Emeritus Benedict, clad in red papal mourning robes, hands clasped, lying in state in St. Peter's Basilica until Thursday's funeral.
This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Do you know what people see when they Google you? Search engines don't always get it right. And when they're wrong, it's your reputation on the line. So what do you do when you don't agree with your search results? Call Reputation Defender at 800-401-6681. Reputation Defender by Norton is one of the most trusted names in online reputation repair. We have over a decade of experience in fixing people's search results, and we can help you too. Using cutting-edge approaches, Reputation Defender pushes unflattering information down to lower pages of your search results, where few people ever look. We also promote the good stuff so that it rises to the top, letting you put your best foot forward. Your good name is too valuable to leave to the whims of a Google algorithm. You owe it to yourself to take control with Reputation Defender. Visit www.reputationdefender.com or call 800-401-6681 for free advice on your situation. 800-401-6681. That's 800-401-6681.
I want to change some things.
I want to help more kids graduate from high school.
I want more of my neighbors to have access to health care.
I want to change what I see around here.
United Way is creating real, lasting change where you live by focusing on the building blocks of a better life: education, income, and health.
I just want to see more smiles on my sidewalks.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. For more, visit United Way at liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Roxanne Watson is on a mission.
Hello, how are you?
you doing today?
She wants more people to register as organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Are you an organ donor?
Yes, I am.
Yay!
My goal is to sign up the most people in the United States.
What drives her?
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. Here's the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
Welcome into the Greg Gard Show as we start the new year, the new calendar year. Badgers ready to jump back into Big Ten Conference play. That'll be tomorrow night on the home floor at the Kohl Center against the Minnesota Golden Gophers. 8 o'clock tip on Tuesday night. Big Ten basketball the rest of the way now in the regular season and, of course, the conference tournament. Badgers coming off a win on Friday night against Western Michigan, 76-66 at the Kohl Center, as we are joined now by the Badgers head coach. And we joked, Greg, first Happy New Year. We joked you were probably going to celebrate by watching the Minnesota Golden Gophers instead of, you know, big night out and all that. So I assume that's you weren't lying. That's pretty much how it went, right?
That was the case. And same thing last night. Little sneak peek at the Packers, though. That was savor in that moment.
Yeah,
given that I'm surrounded by a Viking fan or two here,
I had to laugh walking in Sunday, and you guys dressed in Packers garb, Packers music being played, and I could just see the steam coming from Joe Krabenhoff's ears, which I'm guessing as the day went on, it didn't get any better for him.
No. Fortunately, I think he was glad that we practiced at 1 and the game was at 3:30, so he could escape, because we had a little Packer jersey day. It was, I guess, what are the odds that it's coincidental at all? We all show up in Packer jerseys on Packers Vikings Day, so we have to have some fun with it while we can. Who knows? They may lose to the Lions and not even be in the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not done yet. So outside of Joe, Tyler Wall sounds like a diehard Vikings fan. Oh, Steven Crow is from Minnesota. I don't know if he's a diehard, but I mean, if Joe is one, would Tyler be 1A in terms of
purple? Probably in this group here that's here right now, I would say so. Yeah, there's a few more coming next year that'll load the Vikings bandwagon a little bit more, over the next couple of years. But Joe, there's not a bigger fan than Joe, and I'm sure today the world has ended in his eyes. They may probably lose the first round of the playoffs, according to him today.
I always laugh. Jordan Taylor is a big time. He's a UW Hall of Famer, great basketball player here. He's a big Vikings fan. Just watching his Twitter timeline, he's not very happy either.
It
wasn't going well for him.
Yeah, no, he feels it's the worst 12-win team in NFL history.
That's exactly what he tweeted. get back to hoops here after the 15 days between games, between Lehigh and Western Michigan. I know we talked before the game, Greg, in that, you know, in a perfect world, you play the game on the 23rd as scheduled, but all things considered, given the length of a season like this, and I say like this because of the overseas trip, maybe not the worst thing to have a little extra time away for these guys.
Yeah, I think there's, you know, you're always trying to find the positives of in it and look at it at the glass half full. But I think, you know, that's always a concern of coaches, is when you take those foreign tours that at some point in time earlier than normal, you maybe hit a wall. To be able to get a 5-day break away from everything, I think is obviously good physically. That's common knowledge, but mentally too, just to give them a break. We didn't have a Thanksgiving break because they were, you know, we were in Atlantis and they came right back and got ready for the ACC Big Ten Challenge. So for them to get 5 days with their family, kind of a timeout and recharge, refresh. And I think it's definitely helped us. Guys have been fresher in practice and kind of a, like I said, I think it's something that definitely you always like to find those big breaks if you can get them. The problem is the schedule doesn't allow. And, you know, you'd always like to play the game, the one that got canceled. But with what we've done and how successful we've been and the strength of our schedule, it's not necessary in terms of, you know, actually adding more meat to our plate, so to speak, with another game. So I think all things considered, fortunately, we played well enough on Friday night. that it didn't look like we were off 15 days. And we had practiced. I thought we practiced pretty well for being off that long, which was another good sign.
What was it 16 assists, 4 turnovers? Only the low turnover number coming off of the layup.
Very clean. Very clean. Both teams really were. They only had 7 and none in the, I think neither one of us had any in the second half. Mm-hmm. So a really clean game, given the fact that you're coming off those type of Christmas cookie eating, consuming breaks.
I can definitely relate to that. I want to circle back to something too. I don't want to gloss over it because you mentioned it in the pregame interview on Friday about, because I had asked you about, you know, there's the basketball stress, if you will, but, you know, there's the real stress of the academics. And this group has done extremely well, or did extremely well.
Yeah, they did. And I've always said, you know, that it correlates in terms of when you have things in order academically and you're on time with your turning in your assignments and you prepared for a test and et cetera, that you come to practice with a much freer sense of mind, because that's our classroom and where we can teach and help. And you're able to practice better when you're not worried about what you haven't done or what you got to catch up on. And we've all been there. We've all procrastinated or gotten behind. But this group, you know, to have a team GPA over 3.0, have 9 guys at 3.0 or better, at least one, if not more, on the dean's list. So they did. They've, you know, what they've done in the classroom has resonated to how they played on the floor. They've done really good things, and it correlates. Like I said, we tell them all the time, this is a life skill, the discipline, the work ethic, time management, all those things that go into making you a good athlete also help you be very successful academically.
We've mentioned this from time to time. I'm not sure I've brought it up in the last couple of years, the support from academic services. And I remember when Bo was here, really, you know, trying to push it to get the Fetzer Academic right. Center here at the Cole Center, all of that. I mean, ultimately, it comes down to the student athlete to put in the effort. But it seems like these folks have taken advantage of the resources with academic services.
Yeah, and everything. There's no doubt. I mean, our academic advisor, Adam Davies, and our learning specialist, Julie Supernow, have done an awesome job. But our players have also embraced it and bought in and really utilized the services and the resources we have. And that's, you know, we've come a long ways from where we were back when you mentioned about when Coach really fought for getting an academic center here. I think that was a game changer in terms of, you know, the resources and accessibility for all the athletes that come here. It's not just men's basketball. It's hockey and it's women's basketball and a few other athletes that utilize the one here in the Cole Center. So that definitely was a game changer that we've benefited from greatly.
The other thing, you never know, and maybe historically the crowds have been, you know, pretty big right after Christmas or right before New Year's, and, you know, the students are gone. That was a good crowd the other night. There were very few empty chairs.
Yeah, we found that typically over break, those are the, when we get outside requests from, you know, every Tom, Dick, and Harry, I guess there is, it's always those games during break. And I think a lot of people come back to Madison for the holidays, whether it was the game on the 23rd. We had a huge list of requests for that one, too, even though it didn't happen. So that's always the neat part about playing those games during the break, is that a different clientele get in the Cole Center and see us play.
Yeah, it's a treat. It's something that's never to be taken for granted. I know a lot of the fans who are here, that's going to be the case. I'm sure that'll be the case tomorrow night when the Badgers take on Minnesota. We talked, you know, during the game, you know, Dwayne Stevens seems like he's been around the league forever, because basically he has. You know, he played at Michigan State, coached with Tom Izzo for nearly 20 years, was at Marquette for a while too. You mentioned it. It's very Michigan State like what Western Michigan is trying to do, and you can see that already in a lot of areas.
Yeah,
correct?
Yeah, and I thought just watching them, you can tell that it's a new coach with new staff, with, you know, new players, because there was hit and miss as you watch their games. There were times they look really good, and there are times where it looked like everybody was new to the process. And I thought they played pretty well on Friday night, even going back through the tape. And that's a team that I think is going to be, you know, you got Toledo and Kent State are at the top right now in the MAC and have kind of run the show there recently. But I think you know, Western Michigan has some pieces there that they can make life a little interesting. And, you know, much like Michigan State with how they rebound and how they run, we did a good job of keeping them off the glass. We did a good job of keeping them out of transition. And a lot of that is that 16 assists, four turnovers. You know, we didn't give them live ball runouts. So, you know, we did a lot of good things too, but that's a good tune-up to come in back into conference play.
Yeah, they'll be interesting to watch this season and certainly moving forward in the Mid-American Conference, what Coach Stevens is doing over there. Celebrating 75 years of food and fun, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Badger Athletics. Stay with us. We'll talk about the Gophers as the Greg Gard Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with six locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
Wisconsin sports are superior. Last season, Badger basketball was number one in the Big Ten. Football, number one in the conference for total defense. And hockey, still one of the best of all time with six championships. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with number one rankings, like number one for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and number one hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day so Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Add a stylish look to your bathroom with help from Menards. Max has more than 1,000 bathtubs, shower kits, and shower doors to add luxury to your life. Our selection of Hanna shower kits come in finishes like brushed nickel, chrome, dark bronze, and matte black, and are designed with clean, modern lines, chic hardware, and a reversible configuration for left or right installation. Save big money on Max bathroom products now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts,
the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
In a few minutes, we'll hear from Badgers assistant coach Joe Krabenhoff. There are no Vikings questions, by the way. And Mike Lucas caught up with Coach Krab. He'll spare him those questions moving forward here. Badgers have the Gophers coming up, and a young team, although not young across the board. Dawson Garcia, Jamison Battle, you know, they got a transfer, Talon Cooper, the guys who've been around the block a little bit. But Coach Ben Johnson, he's relying on some of these young guys, though. He's got four freshmen playing a fair amount of minutes.
Yeah, he does, you know, and I think that's, you know, he's able to get that first class in there of his and get them some experience. And I think a good mix. Obviously, Battle's back. Jamison mentioned Jamison Battle and Dawson Garcia, you know, transferred back home after a couple other stops. So some guys that have some college experience, and I think to be able to get, you know, those young guys kind of sprinkle them in, but maybe not have them carry the, have to carry the whole load has helped them. You know, and they've played a pretty good schedule as well. And much like what I've seen from Western Michigan, there's times when they're clicking and they're hitting, and then there's times when it looks like there's four freshmen running in and out of the lineup. So, you know, much, you look across the league, you know, watch the scores last night and the games last night. I mean, it's just, you know, flip a coin. It's up in the air. You got road teams, you know, winning big, like Ohio State going to Northwestern. You got a home team of Penn State runs out to a big lead, then hangs on for dear life at the end against Iowa. So, you know, it's going to be great for TV and radio and entertainment value. Head coaches' stress levels are going to go up, but it's what makes this league what it is.
Yeah, I always use the word fun or entertaining. Probably not the first words that would come from the mouths of coaches. You mentioned battle, though, and I think that's one thing that can get lost for the more casual fan. They can look at Minnesota's season last year and not remember how good this guy is, because he can do a little bit of a lot, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's an all-conference type player. I mean, you could just tell last year how he carried him. He's battled injuries a little bit this year. I think he missed the first four games. So for them to get him back and kind of get into a rhythm, like you mentioned, that the freshman and Dawson Garcia transferring back and Talon Cooper transferring in, and you know, so it's just a team that I think as they get all their pieces together consistently will get better as time goes on.
You mentioned Cooper. He's a, you know, the big storyline there. He's approaching a milestone in terms of career assist. He has 490 in his career. He's averaging about 70 a game this season. But he's more than that, right? I mean, he can score you some points as
well. Yeah, 50 some percent from three. You know, he doesn't take a ton of them, but what the ones he takes are the right ones at the right time. He knows who he is. He knows who he's not, and that's, you know, in large part of the key ingredient to making yourself a good player. Know who you're not and who what you shouldn't be trying to do. And he does things that, obviously, you mentioned the assist total and again, the high percentage from three, because as we watch him and break that down, he's taking really good shots.
You mentioned that, know who you're not, because we've heard forever, like with this program, going back when Coach Bennett was here, know who you are. But it's important to know who you're not. If you're not someone who can shoot threes, don't. They're going to leave you open for a reason.
Right.
Is that one of the tougher things for particularly, maybe any player, but a young player
to really understand? You know, we kind of tongue-in-cheek say that once in a while. You're open for a reason, you know. So I think that's a part of just learning of how you can impact the game and keep everything pointed towards your strengths. And while you're minimizing your weaknesses and you're trying to get better as your career goes on, but again, play to the things that make you a consistent, solid player and ultimately help our team be more consistent and solid.
We've talked in very general terms about the league. You've touched on it already with, you know, Penn State has opened up eyes. Michigan looked really impressive last night. I know Maryland's going through a few things right now, but again, the depth of the league. I mean, really good teams. I'm not talking about the muddled middle or any, I'm not sure that there is one. You figure Indiana's going to be really good again. It's just one after the other that not just any given night, you know, most nights they're going to be really, really tough teams to play.
Yeah, I don't see any bad teams, and I've seen them. I haven't seen everybody in whole, but I've gotten glimpses at everybody, and I've said we played a couple of them already. I don't see a definite doormat, and that's what I think makes this league so good, is that, you know, 1 through 14, I mean, you get on the road, you can really get knocked out of place really quick. Just ask Maryland, you know, with that last night, and Nebraska, what they did to Iowa. So I think you're going to see a league that is just you're going to sit there and scroll through your phone or watch it on the ticker going, wow, look at those scores. And I've always forewarned, don't just look at the final score, but follow the flow of the game. And sometimes the scores aren't indicative of how close the game is if it, you know, gets away late in the game. But I think Purdue obviously jumps out. They stand out. Obviously the only team, one of the couple teams in the country haven't been beat yet, but everybody else, I think, has a chance to beat anybody. And I don't know if road or home makes that big a difference anymore. You know, I think I've seen that change over the last, you know, 5, 10, 15 years, just where I think we've all kind of gotten accustomed to understanding how to handle the road environment and not changing who you are when you go on the road. And therefore, I think you see, like I said, that playing at home isn't the guaranteed part, because I think the teams have gotten better. And like, there's not, like I said, there's not a bottom two or three like there used to be, you know, 15 years ago. You could show up with the pulse and you were going to be okay. There's not that anymore. And, you know, teams just become more consistent.
Things I've noticed about these teams here at Wisconsin, Greg, and it's been like this for a while, and it's probably because you guys have just been good, is that your guys really and not just are okay with road games, they embrace it. When they're being called everything but a human being, and you hear all kinds of stuff, obviously that's part of life on the road. They and maybe that's just what the better teams do, is that you love that because nothing beats shutting up a hostile crowd.
Yeah, I think they enjoy that. I think they also understand our approach doesn't change, so we're not going to ride an emotional roller coaster home or road. Just try to be as consistent, move on to next play, next possession. Our warm-ups are the same. Our pregame is the same. Our scouting reports aren't any different when we go on the road than when we're at home. So my pregame speeches aren't any different. You just try to keep things as routine as possible so they can focus on the things that matter, and that's getting the job done between the lines.
That includes even travel itinerary, right? I know, you know, Bo had a certain method every time, and you're much the same.
Yeah, I'm not quite as superstitious about hotels.
Which we appreciate. We'll leave it at that.
But yeah, I mean, I think players appreciate a routine. The more you can minimize surprises, the better. And I think they're creatures of habit at times. And yeah, we shake them up once in a while to kind of, you know, make sure they're alert and everything. But by and large, when it comes to game preparation and that regarding pregame routine, we try to keep it as consistent as possible, road or home.
Yeah, do as much as you can. You go to keep it the same. Illinois, hopefully, you know, it's a great hotel. Stay at down there, but hopefully just one night instead of two.
True. You know? Yeah, hopefully, yes. We've had many alternating travel return plans,
yes.
Whether it be from Champaign or Piscataway or even Maryland, mm-hmm. I guess, there too, College Park. So hopefully we can keep it where we can return right after the game.
Yeah, control the controllables. That's right. We will take a break. When we continue, Mike Lucas will check in with Joe Krabanoff. More to come as the Greg Gard Show continues on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation, yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which is audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org.
In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Club, number 693.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. A mixture of precipitation likely tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 27, northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy again tomorrow, scattered rain showers likely 35, 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
The Greg Gard Show continues. I'll be stepping aside here for the next few minutes. Mike Lucas had a chance to catch up with Badgers associate head coach Joe Krabbenhoff. This is year number 7 for Joe on the staff of head coach Greg Gard. Of course, if you're a Badger fan, you're very familiar with Joe's story. A terrific player in his time at Wisconsin, an all-defensive team member, an all-freshman team member, and part of a Big Ten regular season and conference tournament championship squad in 2008. And that was the year the Badgers advanced to the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament. As we continue to go around the horn, if you will, with the Badger assistant coaches a few weeks ago, we heard from Sharif Chambliss. More recently, assistant coach Dean Oliver. And now tonight, we catch up with Joe Krabbenhoff, and Mike Lucas did just that.
Joe, can you pinpoint some of the things you've done well as a team to put you in this spot at this stage of the season?
Yeah, I like the way they compete every day. They're a group of young men that have completely embraced who we need to be and what Coach Gard has tried to implement from day one, dating back to last spring, and then when the new guys got in June and all the way through the France trip. And they've just completely bought into who we are, to each other, and we're nowhere near where we need to be. We got to keep getting better every day, but I think the strength is that they believe in everything we're telling them, and they believe in each other.
Joe, looking back on that trip to France, did it help bring everyone together?
Yeah, absolutely. Those trips are so valuable, on and off the court, and adding some new pieces, Max Klesmick, Kamari McGee, Connor Sejan, getting them just up to date with who we are as a program and who we are as people off the court and then on the court, getting those games in and practices was so valuable.
From your perspective, have there been any early season surprises?
With Wisconsin? Yeah, I mean, Connor Sejan's been a very pleasant surprise. I mean, we knew he could shoot it. I think everybody in the country who watched him in AU and in Indiana knew he could shoot it. We didn't know how quickly it would translate to this level with this, you know, with the athletes and that he sees night in and night out. But as quick of a release and as strong of a game as he has, his heart is just as big, and he's got a competitive spirit to him that allows him to go out every single night and help us win games.
So is it fair to say there have been a combination of things that have allowed him to play this early?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it starts with his ability to shoot the ball, but the way he moves and sees the game and cuts and it just makes us a better offensive team. I mean, even if the shots shots weren't going in at the rate they are, he really makes everybody else better around him because he's moving so well without the ball. And then defensively, I think, is where the spotlight has been on him, what he can't do. But, I mean, he understands what he needs to do. Just like any freshman who's ever been here, he's going to make mistakes. But he covers up a lot of his mistakes with fight and grit and effort and things you want to see, and just like everybody else before him.
I know this is one of your favorite topics, Tyler Wahl. What kind of leadership have you gotten out of Tyler?
Yeah, I mean, he's grown so much, and couldn't be more proud of the leader he's become over his career here. And he's learned from some really good ones, and Brad Davison and Demetric Trice and so on. Just his ability to continue to connect with guys, to take a guy like Connor Sejan under his wing and just talk to him, and just seeing him grow up like that has been so much fun for us to just sit back and watch. But his game has continued to get better, and I think it's still got a ways to go, and that's the fun part, because I think he can continue to get a lot better for us.
Has his confidence led to more aggressiveness on the floor?
Absolutely. Absolutely. His confidence is at an all-time high on both ends of the floor. He's the leader. He has coach and the whole staff's trust in what he does, because his heart's always in the right place. So he's able to go out there and just play and be aggressive. He gets caught gambling and trying to make big plays all the time, but that's what players do. It's a player's game. Coach has said that from the very beginning, and Tyler Wahl's out there making plays. And we'll live with his mistakes here and there, because his effort and his heart is unquestionable.
Bigs can tend to develop a little bit more slowly than others. Where's Stephen Crowell in his development?
I think he's just, climbing up that mountain. He won't reach the peak for quite some time, and that's the nature of this game, let alone for big guys who, like you said, takes a little bit longer. But his skill set, his feel for the game is as good as any big we've had here at this stage in his career. To compare him to other people wouldn't be fair to him or those other players, but he's got to continue to get stronger, continue to get more confident. We see it in spurts, like we did last year. Now it's prolonged minutes and more weight on his shoulders as far as what we need out of him. But I think he's really produced for us. And even when numbers don't say it, the people who really know what we're doing out there understand how much we put on our big guy, and it's specifically Steve right now with the way we're running our offense and what we do defensively. He's the captain of a lot of what we do on the defensive end of the floor, and he's done a tremendous job.
Before I let you go, I have to talk about your guards. Let's start with Chucky Hepburn. And there's a certain expectation level when you play like he did as a freshman. Where is he right now in his development?
Yeah, expectations were high, and that's okay for Chucky. He embraces that. He wants that. He understands his role for this team. But I thought early in the first couple games he felt like he needed to score a lot for us, and instead of just letting the game come to him, a la everybody else who stepped into a bigger role in this program at the beginning of the season. So he's learned, he's watched a lot of film. He is a sponge, and he is so coachable. We talk about it all the time as a staff, how locked in he is to coach's eyes during every huddle, whether it's practice or games. He's just listening, learning, and then he goes out on the floor and does everything he can to do exactly what his coach just told him to do. And that's you can't ask for anything more. I mean, you want every shot to go in, you want every play to happen, but he's giving us everything he's got, and he's going to continue to get better as well.
Final thought. Johnny Davis can cast a long shadow on everybody, including his brother. How's Jordan done?
Jordan's tremendous. I mean, I'm another guy that we're talking about here right now that has just done a great job of just buying into what he can do to help this team be successful. And, it comes in different areas for him on any given night. You've seen his ability to make big shots. He's got no conscience. it's kind of fun to watch. One will go off the backboard, and then he knows he's a good shooter, and he'll knock down the next one like he did at Marquette and in many other games. But his ability to guard and continue to buy into who we need him to be on the defensive end of the floor has been fun to watch. And he's got to continue to get better, just like the rest of them. But he's helped us in a lot of ways so far this season, and I'm excited to see what else he can do for us.
Joe, appreciate the time and your comments.
All right, thanks, Mike.
That's Mike Lucas in a conversation with Badgers associate head coach Joe Krabbenhoft. Stay tuned. We have more to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Wisconsin women's sports are elite. Badger volleyball, the reigning national champions. Women's hockey, one of the best of all time with 6 championships. Women's soccer, 2-time Big Ten champs. At UW Health, we're no different. We're proud to also be your home team with superior rankings, like #1 for orthopedics in Wisconsin, ready to treat any sports injury, and #1 hospital in the state, delivering award-winning care every day. So Wisconsin can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
Where can you find the best seats in the house on game day if you can't beat the actual game? Monk's Bar and Grill will always have you covered with more than 20 flat screen TVs, great food options for every age, and an atmosphere that can't be beat for Badger fans. Outside of the stadium, it's the next best experience you can have on a Badger game day. With 6 locations throughout Wisconsin, Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
It's the Ford Shine Bright sales event, and Ford is helping you be a light for others this holiday season. Right now, get special offers on select Ford trucks and SUVs. Come in and choose a vehicle in stock, or simply place a custom order, lock in your rate, and you're protected. Hurry in to your local Ford dealer today and find the Ford vehicle that helps you shine bright all season long. Not all models, trims, or features may be available or may be subject to change.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Every time you use LRS, Wisconsin's local waste and recycling leader is a guaranteed slam dunk. When it comes to great service and competitive pricing, LRS is the industry champion. LRS offers its valued Wisconsin customers services such as roll-off dumpster rental and portable restrooms that are perfect for any construction renovations or outdoor events. Choose the local team with the highest level of customer service and the right equipment to fit the needs of your business, construction site, or home. Partner with LRS today and call for a quote at 844-WI-TRASH.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober, or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
Greg Gard Show continues, joined now by Mike Lucas. Mike, we just heard the interview you did with Joe Krabbenhoff, and it was interesting because it's very consistent with this staff. You know, I had a chance to talk to Dean Oliver a couple weeks ago and about Tyler Wahl specifically. There's going to be a couple turnovers, but he does everything else so well. He scores, he rebounds, he can get you a couple of assists that you can live with a less than a perfect complete line because everything else he does is so valuable.
No doubt. And one of the things that we've noticed over the years with Wisconsin basketball and the assistants is that they deal well with reality. They understand what this program's all about. And they don't try to make their players something that they're not. They look at their skill level, try to maximize it, and understand that it's not always going to look the way you want it to look. But as long as the individual, as long as the athlete is willing to work, that you can maximize that potential more so than anything else. I've never seen it any different with any of the assistants, especially with Joe Krabbenhoff. And I think Joe's a great example, too, because he played in the program. He played in the system. He understands what it takes to be successful. And moreover, he can relate it to the athlete, which is so very important.
And his comments on Jordan Davis, too. I know you, I think you talked to Jordan here recently, where it's
you know, there's going to be a shot that might hit the side of the glass or miss badly, but he just has that, I think Joe said no conscience, but said it in a complimentary way, because I think he meant no fear there, too, that he was going to come back and make big shots, because we have seen that more than once in tight games this season.
And in the discussion I had with Jordan, we really talked a little bit more about his football in high school, and he was an outstanding wide receiver, but he also played on defense. And on defense, there are going to be times when you get beat. In coverage, it's just going to happen. That's the nature of the game itself. But what happens on the next play? Do you dwell on getting beat on a route, or do you just focus on the next play? It's the same in basketball. You miss a shot, you focus on the next shot and not let anything really affect your concentration, your focus. Because if you do that, you're distracted. And if you're distracted, you're derailed, and it just doesn't help anybody.
We've really seen that with this team, you know, obviously last year to win a Big Ten championship, and so far this season. And we'll find out what this means moving forward. But to have played seven straight games decided by 5 points or fewer, and to win five of them, and to really be in tight spots, the Iowa game where they needed the back-to-back threes from Tyler and Jordan. This is a team, as you said, they don't let the first mistake automatically create the second one. To know who you are, kind of thing.
Yeah, and after the last ball game, we spoke with Greg Gard, and Greg was talking about the tough-mindedness of his players, that this group gets along, but there's a certain toughness, a grittiness to this team, and it really has surfaced, I believe, throughout this young season thus far. And I was thinking about it even on the way over to practice today, that these individuals have accepted roles. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of role-playing that goes on in sports, believe it or not, and they've done a good job of understanding what they can do best to help the team. What role is that? So you identify the role, and then you execute the role. And haven't we seen that through the rotation thus far?
Yeah, listening to you right now, I'm thinking Hoops Weiss had a tweet over the weekend, a long time, the Hall of Fame writer, and it's pretty much what he said in his tweet about this Wisconsin team, where, you know, you don't necessarily have to have a roster full of McDonald's All-Americans. If you do, it's great, or it can be. But it's good to see at least one national writer respect what these guys are doing.
Well, the thing about Weiss, besides being a terrible dresser, though, he understands the game of basketball better than most writers and pundits, doesn't he? He's been around the sport for so long, and he loves it. He has a passion for the sport itself, and he gets it. What wins at certain levels, the type of players it takes to really put a team together. And this is the epitome of it. So many years that we've seen it, whether it be with Bo or now with Greg.
Yeah, and even Bo spoke highly of Dick Hoops Weiss. So, I mean, for
Bo,
you and Hoops.
That's about it.
Yeah, he must have wrote something good about Bo at one point or another, campaigned for him to be in the Hall of Fame, and rightly so, he should be.
Yeah, absolutely. And speaking of which, Bo and Mike Finley are in that collection now, you know, to get into the Naismith Hall of Fame. Bo is in multiple Halls of Fame. Obviously, the Naismith is. I don't get why he isn't. And I'd like to think that Mike Finley here over the course of time can get in there as well, and what he's always meant at Wisconsin, and obviously the pro career that he ended up having. But the thing with that's a, I mean, I'm going off on tangents here, but that's a mystery to me why Bo Ryan's not in that hall.
Well, he should be. And one of my wishes, one of my goals in life, which I'm not going to reach, is I wish we could cut politics out of everything.
Yeah, good luck.
I'm serious, but especially with sports and these types of things, and you know how political it gets, more so than anything else. And if you're patient, I'm also a true believer, if you're patient and you're willing to wait, that sooner or later you will be rewarded for what you've done, whether it be as a coach or as a player.
Yeah. I just hope that they can get that done here with both four national titles at Platteville. That alone should get him in, and obviously what he accomplished at Wisconsin. Let's get now to this team this year, the Big Ten. This is always, I was just talking to somebody a while ago, very selfishly, it's kind of nice, the football season for the Badgers, now that's done, and now it's Big Ten basketball here the rest of the way. Minnesota, I know what their record is, but it's still Minnesota, and it, you know, we've watched the practice, like, oh yeah, okay, getting back into it now, aren't we?
Yeah, and the thing about it is, and I went back and looked at the two games Wisconsin-Minnesota played last year, I know the personnel is different, far more different for the Gophers than it is for the Badgers, but those games were tied at 62 and 60, going into the final 2.5, 3 minutes, okay? So there's something to be said about the rivalry still exists whether it be football or basketball. And Minnesota has some people that can hurt you. I mean, Dawson Garcia is someone we saw at Marquette as a freshman. They went to North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Kind of running their offense through him. Mm-hmm. Jamison Battle just kind of getting back into shape. He missed the first four games or so with a foot injury. And they got a guard who's approaching 500 career assists, started his career at Morehead State. So they've got some weapons. What the problem right now is, it seemed from the outside looking in, you know, he's... Ben Johnson's trying to incorporate some veterans, some transfers, with four freshmen who are in the rotation.
And played a ton of minutes, or a lot of minutes.
Yeah, yeah, whether three of them are 20 or more.
Yep.
And they've struggled offensively. You know, that's been a problem. They play at a much slower pace than we're accustomed to seeing most teams in this league. But they're dangerous. That's the bottom line. You can't assume anything in this league. If you do, you're going to wind up in a losing streak.
Yeah, that guard, Talon Cooper, is mentioned. He's averaging about 7 assists a game already for Minnesota this season. Then it's on to Illinois, the trip down to Champaign, where, knock on wood, it'll be a one-night stay for the Badgers as opposed to two last year getting caught in a snowstorm. But again, Illinois, which has been like, what's their record? What they're 0-what? But we all know that they're better than that once everything comes together. And then the fact that, we've touched on this before, they have to play a little bit differently now. And once that all starts to mesh, they could be a very tough out.
Well, no doubt. I really like Brad Underwood as a coach. And I think he gets along pretty well with the UW head coach, Greg Gard. I think they're on the same wavelength on a lot of things. And Underwood came out early in the season, so it's going to be part of a transition right now. You know, Kofi's gone. And they're trying to do things a little bit differently. And they look a little bit differently. And until some of the players, the new parts, the new pieces fit together, there's going to be some games where everyone's going to be frustrated. Nobody more frustrated than Underwood. We've seen it publicly, right, during game itself and then post-game comments. He's trying to get the attention of his players. He's sending messages out there, and maybe they haven't all connected yet. But you know the urgency is going to be there, especially now after getting off to the slow start in the Big Ten.
Well, that rant after one of the games, you don't see that anymore in college basketball. So it tells me that, yeah, he's ticked, but I'm thinking it also tells me that he knows that his players, they understand. They know what I
mean. Absolutely. You wouldn't make those statements if you thought everybody was going to break. They were too fragile to handle that type of criticism, public criticism. Because what you do behind closed doors, that's your business. And we know how coaches can get after players then. But this to me is just maybe sending a message to some guys that doesn't sink in immediately. That this is no time now to push things aside, fundamental things that make you better. Because you fall behind too far in this league, you got trouble digging yourself out.
Get back to the atmospheres, too, in the Big Ten. And hopefully, obviously, it's on semester break here, but I think with the fact it's Minnesota, there's usually some pretty good juice in the building. You go down to Illinois, you know there's going to be – there's just something about it. I know we've mentioned it before, but in the Big Ten Conference, and, you know, you'd probably say the same about the Big East and the SEC, so on and so forth, the ACC, but it means a lot. And there's a lot of juice in the building when you get in a conference play.
I think we both feel it when we walk into the arena in Champaign. It's special. I like what they've done there. They've renovated the place. And the student section, the student cheering section, has always been the example for most schools around the country, hasn't it been?
Mm-hmm.
They were well advanced of the curve itself. And that's what makes this sport, I think, so attractive, at least from my perspective. And I still, once in a while, get goosebumps walking into a venue. You know, that's a good thing. It really is. So you can imagine how the players feel about going in there. There's an adrenaline rush. Especially against teams like Illinois, in their venue.
I really wanted to take it in last year. Hopefully, I'd be smart enough to do it again this year. Because after the COVID year, the empty arenas and all that, when you go into these venues, you really wanted to try to enjoy it a little bit more. And it just didn't mean so much to have the fans back in there. Let's switch to football here in these last couple of minutes. The Badgers finishing their season, getting the bowl win last Tuesday out in Phoenix. It was different. We all know that the weeks leading up to the game. I can't imagine, though, a group that could have possibly handled everything better than the way the players and coaches handled this in what had to be anything but a comfortable situation. But, man, they were pros.
Yeah, they were. And they handled it with civility. And then when I say they, you take a look at Jim Leonard, the interim coach, who's had a very interesting last 2 months, hasn't he? Mm-hmm. And handling all the things on the outside that you have less control of than things even on the inside. And then he lost some control of that himself. And I, I think Luke did a heck of a job, too, in making sure that the priorities were the priorities. And he said it from the beginning, once they hired him, that it's all about this team, not next year's team, which can't be easy to do. You're trying to focus on two different things at the same time. But he did make it about these players and these coaches that helped put together a game plan for that bowl game. And was it awkward? Yeah. And I was glad that everybody involved admitted it was awkward, because that's the reality of it. It was going to be an awkward situation, but you make the best of it. And they made the best of it.
And I think the one thing, too, that as the players get to know Luke Fickell, like players know who's real and who isn't. And everybody that I spoke with, and I'm sure it was the same with you, they've hit it off with him. They understand him. They see a guy who is genuine. Now, you know, there are going to be changes how they go about things, the winter conditioning and all that stuff. And, you know, could be a little bit of a jolt. That usually what happens when there's a staff change like this. But players know who's real, and this guy seems to be very real.
All you have to do is look at Fickell's resume. He didn't get to where he is today by not being real, by not being genuine. And that's what comes out, whether you talk to a high school coach in Ohio or one of his former players or associates at Ohio State or the University of Cincinnati. They all have the same thing to say about him. It's always positive.
All right. That's Mike Lucas. Stay with us. More to come as we continue with the Greg Gard Show right after this on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What if one day you went to your secret hiding place? You know, that spot that only you know about? And instead of what you came for, you found something a little different. What if instead of your private stash, you found a simple phone number? 1-800-662-HELP. What would you do? Would you stop and give it some thought? Would you make the call? The truth is, all drug use comes with risk. Before those risks become real, before drugs turn your life upside down, before drugs take their toll on you and your family, know that there is help. You can quit. If you or someone you love is struggling with drug use or prescription drug misuse, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential information and treatment referral, or go to samhsa.gov/thereishelp.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only 1 in 3 Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Coming up tomorrow in the Big Ten, Nebraska, which has been really impressive here of late, on the road to East Lansing to take on Michigan State. The games on Wednesday, of course, the Badgers in Minnesota on Tuesday as well. Wednesday, Penn State, 2-1 in the conference against the Michigan Wolverines. Michigan looking really impressive and a lopsided win against Maryland on Sunday night. Illinois hits the road up to Evanston to take on Northwestern on Thursday. You got Maryland at Rutgers, Purdue at Ohio State, and Indiana on the road against Iowa. Badgers in Minnesota coming up tomorrow night. 7 o'clock is when our pregame coverage starts. Tip time set for 8 o'clock. And then Saturday, the Badgers are on the road down in Champaign at the State Farm Center as Wisconsin takes on Illinois. That'll be a 12:30 tip central time for the Badgers and the Illinois Fighting Illini. Thanks to Joe Krabenhoff for joining us. For Mike Lucas, Dave McCann, head coach Greg Gard, I'm Matt LePay. We'll talk to you tomorrow night as the Badgers take on Minnesota. Thanks for listening on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to The Greg Gard Show, brought to you by Monk's Bar and Grill, Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter weather advisory begins at midnight tonight and continues until noon tomorrow. Overcast tonight with mixed precipitation likely. Lows around 27. Winds out of the northeast 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely 35. 1 to 3 inches of snow tonight through Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently it's 29.
Remember when you
WFHR
could turn on the radio?
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.